City. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program. Now, looking at the Australian Bureau of Statistics, they've said that there's more than a million freelancers currently working here in Australia. In your view, what are some of the factors that make people choose to work independently, work as freelancers?
Exactly, that they want to be independent, that they want a more flexible lifestyle and work style. And they're also sometimes people who have been moved out of full-time permanent employment use freelancing as a way to be able to engage with the workforce.
But what about some of the obvious drawbacks? I mean, obviously, freelancers, they don't see the kind of regular paychecks that a person employed 9 to 5 would be getting. They have to chase their own sort of work rather than having it handed to them. How do some of these drawbacks actually factor into the way people might decide to go into freelancing?
That is a difficulty. The rise of co-working spaces is one of the results of this isolation, and the ability to work together in a space as an independent worker but have some company and some facilities that are able to be shared is one of the elements of the rise of independent contractors. The fact that you don't have a steady income spills over into other areas of your life, like if you want to get a loan for a house or a car, that makes it more difficult for banks to see you as a steady income potential. So, yes, there are drawbacks. You do have to chase work. So while you're doing work, you have to chase more work. So that makes it a difficult ask. If you like concentrating on one thing and getting it sorted, there's likely to be gaps in your employment, and those gaps aren't always foreseeable. So if you're trying to take a holiday and you want to go in a particular time, it's very hard to plan ahead.
I found that quite interesting, one of those points you just made there, Kerry, about these co-working spaces for freelancers. I mentioned before in the introduction there, the independent Perth-based journalist Corey Cox thought that freelancing was a little bit isolated, or left her feeling a little bit isolated. Has those co-working spaces sort of cropped up in regards to that, and sort of the way in which you can sort of have a work social life as well as being a freelancer?
Absolutely. There are also areas of social innovation. So if your freelancing work is to targeted towards helping people to support themselves in society, community work, so sometimes they have a social innovation aspect, but other times they are shared facilities for people who are independent workers who need a common space.
So for somebody who might be looking to dip their toes, somebody who right now is working in a 9-to-5 kind of role but wants to dip their toes in more and more creative endeavours and take on a freelancing career, what would you say is the most sensible way for them to kind of test the waters, to figure out if freelancing is actually going to be right for them?
The conception of freelancing needs your theme, like what is it that you have as a product. Now, sometimes that product is you and your creative output, but you also need to think through how you can more easily put that product into a marketplace. So you need a business plan, even though it sounds, you know, a bit too, you know, organized when you just want to try things out, but you know, a lot of people try things out through markets. A lot of people try things out through social media. There's all kinds of websites that are available. For example, in my local area, there's a local website for the local area, and people just say, I'm thinking of doing some baking as a job, you know, and would people like this, this and this, and they put some photos up. So that can be very, very simple. You could also, if freelance writing is your idea, you could start a blog. You could see how people react to the work that you do online. So there are lots of soft entry points that people can do these days, and they range from very simple things to much more complicated by having a product and trying things out. Get an ABN number, though, and then see what it is that you can offer in the marketplace.
Well, Kerry, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you you joining us, giving us well, a little bit of insight into this one. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in right now.
Thanks, Sean.